Greetings, everyone. Some of you may remember the 1989 movie Dead Poets Society, starring Robin Williams. In it, he plays a teacher at a university who is trying to motivate his students. And one of the famous lines from the movie is carpe diem, in Latin meaning seize the day, or make the most of every opportunity that comes to you. I believe scripture also encourages us with similar kinds of words from the Apostle Paul. So let's look at Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 5. And it reads, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. And let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Paul's encouragement and instruction is to be prayerful, to be watchful, and to be thankful, as verse 2 says, so as to make the most of every opportunity, or carpe diem, or seize the day. And I believe one of the best examples of this is in the book of Acts, chapter 8, the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And the story begins in verse 26. So the Spirit has called Philip away from Samaria, where Philip has had a very successful ministry. He's preached the gospel, he's prayed for many people, and many people have experienced miracles and have received Jesus. And so he's been called away from that to the desert, and now he's walking along the desert road. And he encounters an Ethiopian eunuch who's traveling back to his home country. And this eunuch is sitting in a chariot, and he's reading from the book of Isaiah. And verse 29 says, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. And so Philip ran close to the chariot, and he heard that this Ethiopian eunuch was reading something from the book of Isaiah the prophet. And so Philip realized, carpe diem, seize the day, seize the opportunity, make the most of it, like Paul says. And so he asked the eunuch, do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch replied, how can I unless someone explains it to me? And so the eunuch invites Philip to come into his chariot and explain what this passage from Isaiah means. And Philip goes on and explains the good news about Jesus to him as well. We might call this meeting a divine encounter. And I believe these kinds of divine encounters still happen today, because God is in the business of making divine encounters happen. And when they occur, the Apostle Paul reminds us, make the most of every opportunity. Like the movie says, carpe diem, seize the day. So how can we prepare ourselves to realize these kinds of opportunities and to make the most of them? Well, let's remember Paul's words from Colossians that we just read. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Three things. And I'll put them in reverse order. So first, be thankful. Thankful for what the Lord has done, for his faithfulness. And Philip, he had many things to be thankful for. Remember, he had this very successful ministry, and he saw God at work. So he saw God being very faithful. Toby and I have also experienced God's faithfulness over and over again while we were in Hong Kong and in Macau and even here in China. Planting a church in Macau is very difficult. And many times Toby and I said to each other, if there ever is a Mennonite church that comes about here in Macau, we know for certain that it's only because of God's grace. And so God was very faithful because the church did come about. And I'm happy to say that the little Macau Mennonite Church in Macau is growing, and they have wonderful leadership in pastors Bailey and Treasure Chow. And so God has been faithful. We've experienced it. As I said, also here in China, Tobia has been very busy teaching English to university students here. And I've been asked by Chinese church leaders to write a training curriculum for some house church pastors, Chinese house church pastors here, because they're very interested and they want to learn all they can about Anabaptists. They're saying that for many reasons, the Anabaptist way of doing church, reading scripture, following Jesus, is a very good fit with the Chinese culture. Our Chinese co-worker, pastor co-worker here in China, who is with Mennonite Partners China, he's also said that this is a very strategic time for the Mennonites to be here in China. How has God been faithful to you? What have you seen to say thank you to God? How have you experienced His faithfulness? I know that God is still at work, and God will make opportunities happen. And when they happen, pray that God will help you to recognize an opportunity and to make the most of it. So, we need to be thankful, because thankfulness prompts our faith. Second, we need to be watchful, like Philip. Philip, he observed his situation. He saw that there was a chariot. He listened and he heard that there was a eunuch reading from the scriptures. And he was also prompted by the Spirit. He was listening to what the Spirit was saying to him. Go down that road. Go close to that chariot. Listen. And that's what he did. He was watchful and he was alert. You know, the Spirit's prompting can be something very simple. Maybe some of you have had the experience where you've said to yourself, you know, I really sense that I should be calling so-and-so just to check and see how they are. And maybe when you're almost finished the conversation with that person, the person says to you, thank you so much for your phone call. Your phone call was very timely for me. That's the kind of prompting that I'm talking about. How do we know these kinds of promptings? Well, I really believe that if we continue to connect with God through prayer, through reading His Word, and also interacting with others, we become more and more in tune with what's on God's heart. When we ask for God to help us listen and to hear, when we have faith that God will help us, and even when we're willing to realize that maybe sometimes in our listening we might get it wrong, we can be assured that God is the Redeemer and that we will learn more and more when the Spirit is prompting us. Because God really wants us to hear what He's asking us to do, what He's saying to us. But we need to be watchful and attentive, just as the Apostle Paul said, both to our circumstances as well as to the prompting of the Spirit. And thirdly, we need to be prayerful. I'm sure Philip many times was asking, okay, God, what do I do next? This is prayer. Speaking and listening, listening and speaking. After having this divine encounter with this eunuch, Philip was certain, yes, I needed to be in this place at this time to meet this person, because this had been arranged by God. For us here in China, we ask that question a lot as well. God, what should we be doing next? And God has continued to guide us, even to the point of being in China now at this strategic time. How have you recognized God's hand in your life? how God has guided you in certain things, step by step. I pray that as you reflect on that, that you would be encouraged that God is faithful and that God is at work, and that God will bring about these kinds of divine appointments for you to share with someone, and that He'll help you to recognize those opportunities when they come and move you through step by step, being thankful, being watchful, and being prayerful. So, if this is how we can prepare, what do we do when the opportunity comes? You know, sometimes we're apprehensive about sharing our faith with someone else because we don't want to sound offensive or be aggressive, sound aggressive. And if we look at Philip, we can see in the Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch story, there are some very key principles, some very good principles that will help us when we're in the middle of that opportunity in sharing with respect and with integrity. First of all, we need to remember that God has already been at work in that person, in that situation, long before we've even come to it. In our story, the Ethiopian eunuch, he was already a believer in Yahweh, yet he still had many questions. And so Philip's explaining was not bringing God to the eunuch, but rather it was simply joining in with how God was already stirring in the heart of this Ethiopian man. Here in China, I believe that God has also been at work in the lives of some of the friends and some of the people that we've gotten to know, long before we even first got to know them. Some have come with questions, some are curious, some even have some misconceptions about Christianity. But let's remember that God has been at work long before we have an encounter with someone. And so this can help us to be curious by asking questions. Secondly, we need to be careful what we do and say. Remember Paul's words in Colossians 4? He says that we need to be wise in our actions, that's in verse 5, and gracious in our conversation, verse 6. Philip, he was both wise and gentle in engaging with this eunuch. In his actions, he came alongside the chariot, and he simply observed and listened. And in his words, he was gracious. He didn't impose himself on the eunuch. He didn't force himself into the conversation. He didn't even bring his own agenda. He was simply connecting with the eunuch's context in what the eunuch was reading. And so Philip simply asked the question, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And in so doing, he could begin to understand what was going on in this eunuch's heart. And by asking the question, he was even welcomed into the eunuch's chariot to sit together with him, and had a chance then to also share about Jesus with this eunuch. We see in our Chinese brothers and sisters, our Christian Chinese brothers and sisters here, they're always looking for opportunities to share their faith. And when they have the chance, they do so with wisdom and with grace. How often are we in Canada aware of the opportunities that are around us? You know, by asking questions, I believe that we can uncover some of these opportunities. Opportunities to interact with friends and colleagues and co-workers. And sometimes even with people that are very different from us. People like new immigrants or international students or homeless people. But what's important is that we're wise and gracious and that we keep listening, just like Philip, so that when we do, God will work through those opportunities to use us and bring a blessing to someone else. And then there's the final part of the story. And that final part shows us the results of the interaction between Philip and this eunuch. Verse 36 says that the eunuch was so moved to receive Philip's message that when they got to some water, he said, "I want to be baptized," which Philip did gladly. And then the eunuch, it says in verse 39, the eunuch returned to his chariot and he went on his way with great rejoicing. The fruit of Philip's making the most of an opportunity brought about joy in the life of another person. You know, we've listened to many stories of our Chinese brothers and sisters here, stories of their faith and how their faith has brought them great blessings, how they've experienced joy and peace and hope. And as you encounter opportunities to share your faith with others, remember that the gospel brings blessing. The gospel brings peace and joy and hope. And the fruit of Philip's following the Spirit's leading was also resulted in life for the church, new life for the church. Verse 39 says that as soon as the eunuch was baptized, Philip was taken away by the Spirit. So Philip had no chance to even say goodbye, never saw this eunuch again, never found out whatever happened to him. And it's interesting because African Christians say that the birth of the church in Africa comes from this one Ethiopian eunuch who returned to Ethiopia and shared his faith with his friends and those in Ethiopia. That's where it all started. You know, little did Philip know that this random yet divine encounter with a stranger on a desert road one day would result in the birth of a church of an entire continent. Wow, amazing. Living and working here in China presents certain challenges. You know, it can be risky to openly share about our Christian faith. We often feel very limited in what we can say. And yet, the sometimes few words or short conversations that we have with someone can be used by God. We even sometimes get small glimpses of the impact that has made. We have a Chinese friend of ours who you could call him a seeker, who's very cautious in what he says about his sensitive work, because of his sensitive work. And he said to us in our past conversations, "You've shown me the light." And so we continue to ask the Spirit to show us in future opportunities with him how to and what to say from our faith perspective. Jesus spoke about something very small. He spoke of a mustard seed, and this mustard seed can become a huge tree. The small things that we do, the few words that we say, can be used by our great God to bring about things greater than we could have ever imagined. How often do we have a conversation with someone, not knowing what the impact of our words or our actions might have on the life of that person? What opportunities do you have to share your faith with someone else in your relationship circles? What questions are you able to ask others about their values and their beliefs? And what questions are others asking you about some of the deeper issues in life? May we all, with God's help, be able to recognize opportunities when they come, and when they do, may our, as Paul says, conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how to answer everyone. Amen.